All right, so we got a little bit more of this. So let's go. Let's just do it. Let's go back to Edward here. Should we go back to Edward? There's just maybe one more thing I want to address.
Okay.
Did I mention that I bought 12 ounces of Coke for my daughter? Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Did I mention that I bought a 12 ounce Coke for my daughter?
That makes more sense.
In Magic Kingdom, that cost $4.25 and was told that they don't provide lids. Mm. What? See, this is something I didn't know about. So there's no lids right now, or last year anyway.
Yeah.
I know those paper straws are just driving some people crazy. Like, they can't live life with a paper straw.
You can't live life
with a paper straw. I don't love them.
I love them, but it just doesn't.
I guess we're saving the environment, question mark? How about saving the expensive soda from spilling?
Well, yeah, okay.
Really? Are you okay with that? Like, on one hand, we have the environment.
You did.
The other hand, we have syrup and soda. Welcome back and welcome new friends to the Easy Dizzit podcast. I'm Justin, a hyper nerd travel planner.
I'm Autumn, a Disney enthusiast.
And here on Easy Dizzit, we share ideas on staying happy and healthy in the parks. And we have some fun while we do it.
We do.
This week, we're going to chat about how to use Genie Plus without staring at your phone the entire day. But first, before we get to that, we're going to catch Autumn up on the latest, both real and fake, Disney news with our highly suspect headlines. But first, we've got friendly transition banter with Autumn.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Autumn.
I'm here for some banter.
How's it going today?
It's going good. It's good. I was very sick this week, so I'm still, like, I've been able to do things, some things the last 2 days, but I'm still very drained and probably doing too much.
Yeah. We both got sick. It was a nasty week for being sick. I bet a lot of you out there are sick. There's a lot going around right now between the RSV and the COVID. So if you're not feeling well, I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah. And I hope you're able to be doing something restful while you're listening to us.
Yeah. Make sure you're drinking a lot of fluids while you listen to this podcast. Because we do get emails sometimes. This podcast can dry you out a little bit. So make sure if you're going to listen, keep your fluids up, drink some tea, some nice warm tea. We got our warm tea right here.
We do. Yep.
And we're ready to go.
We are ready to go.
We're going to talk about the Genie Plus a little bit later and like how to stay off the phone because it can be just a very phone intensive thing.
Yes. And why we're talking about this is because we have talked a lot and we've also heard a lot from our listeners and from many of the one-star reviews from our Easy Dizzit segment, that one of the things that people feel is taking, quote, the magic away, end quote, is having to be on your phone so much. And we don't disagree with that. And we talk a lot about mindfulness and presence in the park.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we want to talk about ways to use it, but not be on it all the time.
Yeah. Phone is a killer for being mindful and present. You miss so much when you're just on your phone all the time.
True. If I can continue this banter for a little bit, if that's okay. But we also had one of those life struggles occur this week where my car died.
Oh, yeah.
And we just found that out Friday. It stalled. AAA came and helped me out. Also, a very nice gentleman behind me helped push my car. I then paid for his Starbucks.
And you paid for his Starbucks?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Well, because he didn't have to do that. He just got out and helped me. So I was like, I'm going to pay for your Starbucks.
No, that's nice.
I thought that was fair. Yeah. And then...
I'm just saying, I didn't like approve that.
Expense. You didn't. I didn't call Justin.
We budgeted for strangers pushing your car, but we can work it in.
It was a nice thing. Yeah. And then later that afternoon, we found out that the poor thing, little Black Pearl, her engine is dying. So yesterday I test drove some cars, probably going to test drive a few more today. Luckily, I have the next 2 days off, so just give some time for that car buying process. But
we talk a lot about making decisions as a team here, as a couple here on the podcast, you know, as it relates to travel planning. But I'm telling you, car purchases are another challenging area.
It's challenging.
I mean, if you thought we couldn't plan a vacation together, watch us try and buy a car together.
I think, you know what I must say, though? I think this time, because we bought in 4 cars now together, I think we did good. And I think one of the best things we did was Friday. I think we both probably were upset and frustrated.
When the car broke down, the day the car broke down, we didn't talk about
Yes. And I was really nervous about Justin being upset. And I don't know if he was nervous about me being upset, but I think he was just upset. And so Yeah, we just ended up like we came home. We had a nice night. We played like literally like it was like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then like
first thing in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even not even right away. Like we got up, I showered, I did some cleaning, and then we talked. And so I think that was good. And I that don't know good. If us several years ago would have done that.
No, probably we not me. Like, I'm very much like this needs to be addressed right now. But I think, and that is how I talk when I talk. That's
no, it's not.
But yeah, no, I think if you're trying to have like a logical, calm conversation, the recent explosion of your car, yeah, put some time and space between it if you can. I think maybe that's what we learned.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
Well, we've talked about that on other episodes. It's so you literally like sometimes just like don't talk about it or physically walk away. And I think it was like, listen, this sucks. We all know this sucks. We were had just talked about starting to save for a car in the next 2 years. So we knew that like we would need one.
Yeah.
But also it's like totally out of our control. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, so to be angry.
Here's the thing. And I hate to bring this up, Autumn, but you can't be just doing donuts in parking lots. You can't
what are you talking about?
Towing horse trailers with your
car.
Oh
my gosh. He's it's being just, funny. He thinks he's being funny right now.
I'm trying.
I do no such things.
All right. So yeah, we're getting a new car. Not a new car. We're getting a used car.
Yeah, a new used car.
Some kind of Mickey Mobile, I'm sure.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Mickey or Minnie Mobile. Yeah. And we, you know, again, if you have any suggestions of like compact or subcompact SUVs, that's kind of what we're looking for. One of those two.
Hey, let's do this. Question of the week.
Yeah.
If you were to drive road trip to Disney World, what would you want to drive? Do you want like a nice comfy sedan? Do you want a bigger car? So shoot us an email, easydizitpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're listening on Spotify, you can answer right in your app. If you're driving to Disney World, what do you want to drive?
Yeah, let us know.
All right. We're going to take a break now.
Yeah.
And when we get back, we're going to do some highly suspect headlines.
I'm excited about it.
Does that sound good, Autumn?
It sounds good.
You're going to love these headlines this week.
Oh, I hope. He's being sarcastic. I hate these headlines. All right. See you on the other side.
As a Disney World travel agent, I've had a lot of conversations recently about, you know, saving money on food for my clients' vacations. You know, these character dining experiences, they look amazing, and they are amazing. But at over $50, $60 a person, well, they're going to devour your vacation budget. And that's why I'm really happy to have the new sponsor on the show, Giant Box of Grocery Store Brand Granola Bars. That's right. Giant Box of Grocery Store Brand Granola Bars offer an excellent value for your family's next vacation to Disney or any theme park. Are they going to replace, you know, your delicious Disney treats like the turkey legs and the ice cream bar? No, definitely not. Are they going to save you a ton of money? You bet. And listen, you're in Disney World, a land of imagination. Let's use a little imagination, people. You know, is this a cinnamon granola bar? Or, you know, maybe after riding Journey into the Imagination, oh, now it's a churro, right? Right? And, you know, you leave those granola bars in the bottom of your bag all day. By the end of the day, you're going to have some broken bars, some squished up pieces, and you play a little fun game. Oh, this is Mickey. Oh, this is Donald. So yeah, I think Giant Box of Grocery Store Brand Granola Bars is an excellent value for your family. I support the product wholeheartedly. I'm working on a box right now myself, and I can't wait to take some with me on my next Disney trip. If you go on over to the website or send an email to easydizitpodcast@gmail.com, I'd be happy to send you a coupon. Buy two boxes for the price of two. That way, you know, save you a little bit more money on your next Disney vacation. All right. Enjoy, and thanks again to Giant Box of Grocery Store Brand Granola Bars for sponsoring this podcast. All right, Autumn, are you ready for some highly suspect headlines?
Yes.
All right, let's get right into it. The first headline, woman suing Walt Disney World for $50,000 over injurious wedgie on Typhoon Lagoon water slide.
True.
Yeah, this is true.
Someone would absolutely do that.
Yeah, but the way that it's described here, in the it seems like wedgie. How this is another crazy lawsuit. But I actually read what was alleged, and she was actually pretty significantly injured. And I think $50,000 isn't even. She should have gone for more, maybe.
Mm.
So
wait, how was
she ended
she
up going
injured?
To the hospital, and there was bleeding involved.
With her, the wedgie?
Yeah, it was like she. So it was one of the really tall water slides okay. that you go really fast down, and you hit the water at the bottom.
Yeah.
And apparently, she just hit with so much force that it caused some injury.
Oh no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how. You know, it factors Jeez. Into how much you can blame Disney or like the I don't like, the, or like they'll investigate the bathing suit that was worn or how it was
right,
worn. Or,
right.
I'd like bathing suits don't typically come with warnings in user manuals. So I don't know.
And oh, geez.
And I'm not sure about the what kind of warning is issued at the top of the water slide either. But just from reading the complaint, and I'm not going to get into any kind of detail. Maybe I would wear, if I had a choice between like a boy shorts bathing suit and mm-hmm. a bikini, I'd probably pick up. Boy short style, and maybe one without the like. I'd not like for men. Maybe not something with netting. Yeah.
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 Yep. So, yeah. Okay.
Do you do water slides, Autumn?
I do.
So I haven't done. I don't think I've ever like really done slides. A water slide. And then like I've done like the really? Not like the big ones. I've done with Josh, my brother Josh, when we went to Busch Gardens. Huh. I did like a tube one. But I don't think I've done like a fast water slide. I have no reason to. I'm not really afraid of it. I just haven't.
Yeah, we are more into other rides. You're not like.
Yeah.
You don't love.
Yeah, I think
the water park or being wet necessarily.
Yeah, and I don't mind standing in a roller coaster line by myself. That's fine. I think standing in a water park line by myself is a little bit more awkward. Because like I'm half naked. Everyone else is half naked. And there's no theming for me to be obsessing over. I'm just standing
yourself,
around.
Do you know you're giving me the exact same reason one of our family members also gave us for not liking water parks? It's really funny.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a real thing. You know, who wants to be standing around half naked with other half naked people? I do.
I guess I do.
Well, let's go. Let's do it. We're going to do some slides this summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Ready for the next headline.
Yeah.
Disney World increases prices on annual pass.
True.
Yeah, this is true. Yep. The IncrediPass, like the top tier pass, went from $13.99 to
$14.49.
Oh. Yep. Yep. So people IncrediPass. Are upset about that.
Yeah, but I, you know what? Well, maybe say yes, as I was thinking about what you were saying about, wasn't it true that at some point they were trying to get less annual pass holders?
Yeah.
They were like, they don't really.
J-Pack talked about
they
that.
Don't want like a whole bunch of annual pass
He
holders.
Called them an unfavorable mix. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, really? Those words?
Yeah, they use those words. Basically, because annual pass holders spend less money per person when they're in the parks. And ooh, that per person in the parks, that really tested out the new microphones
per there. Per person built, in the parks.
Built-in pop filters working pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Everyone, we got beautiful new individualized microphones yeah, so that are quite fancy.
Hopefully we sound better. Not, yeah, they make more money when people right. don't Come, use annual passes.
Correct.
For sure. For
correct.
Sure.
Right. It makes sense. If we were annual pass holders, we would spend less money in the
oh
park.
Oh my gosh. And I'd be in there all the time. Yeah. I would... definitely make sure to get my money's worth. It's the buffet effect.
I would. That is Justin's. I kid you not, when we were in the car dealership yesterday and I was like, oh yeah, this is the night member. They got free coffee and they have like different options. And Justin's like, so I'm about to go in and drink $20,000. Which obviously he can't do, but if he could, he was
best.
Serious.
Yeah, no, I had like, two pods worth. I had a coffee pod.
It was a goal. It was a goal.
That's right. I had a coffee pod and a hot chocolate pod in the same cup. And I use the lid. I use the warmer protector.
Use a stir.
I didn't even need a stir, but I grabbed a stir because I'm getting my money's worth.
Yep.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Ready.
Thousands of price increases on food, drink, and snacks at Walt Disney World.
False. I feel like that's a trick question.
This one's actually true. So there's a lot of different
food
items.
It was like too general.
Items.
I was like. Yep. That sounds like fake news.
Nope. So, for example, we're talking about 20 to 50 cent increases for drinks at Kadok Saka's Kettle in Galaxy's Edge. The popcorn is going up.
Oh,
popcorn's
geez.
Going
okay.
up. Hot dogs are going up. Woody's Lunchbox in Toy Story Land is going up. All about, 25 cents, 50 cents, you know, incremental
That's,
price change.
Yeah, but 50 cents. Yep. That's up yep. quick.
So this happens every year. Food prices go up, ticket prices go up. And that brings us to our next headline.
Oh, fourth one today.
Disney increases prices on Disney World multi-day tickets.
So I'm thinking about this one because generally with multi-day tickets, you do save money. Like, it's cheaper. Your ticket cost, and correct me if I'm wrong, Justin, is cheaper for 5 park days than it is for 2.
Per day, yeah.
And you're saying that that cost is going to go up.
Yes.
Whatever the current multi-day park. Yeah, I'm going to say that's true.
This one's false. So multi-day tickets and single-day tickets did not go up, except for the water park. Those did go up.
Those ones did. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I won't do this for every item, but so park tickets are just about the same. I think it's hard to tell because it's, you know, date-based pricing, but it doesn't look like they went up significantly.
Okay.
The water park tickets did go up. And unfortunately, Memory Maker went up, which is a bit of a bummer.
I know, because it's a good thing to have, but it is pricey already.
Yeah. So now it's gone from, if you pre-purchase it, if you were to book it as part of your package, it was $169. Now it's it went up $15. I can't possibly do that math right now. And if you were to purchase it on site, it was $199, and that has also gone up $15. Once again, I couldn't possibly calculate what that number could be. But yeah, so Memory Maker's up $15. It's, you know, a little bit less than 10% increase.
Yeah.
I think still a good deal if it's a multi-day visit and you're big on pictures.
Right.
I will say, and I don't know if you remember, Autumn, the quality of the pictures that we got from our photo pass photographers. I wouldn't say they're awesome, you know?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I'm thinking some of the ones that are sticking out to me, I thought they were decent.
Yeah,
like, they were better than what a lot of people might take themselves, I thought. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And I think some people are so good with, like, you know, the cell phone photography. We're helping some friends right now plan for a possible Disney World vacation. And I love looking at their pictures on Facebook. Like, and I maybe won't recommend that to them just because they take great pictures. I mean, the bummer is if you want everyone to be in the picture at the same time, you know,
right.
That's what it's good for. But even that, you know, you can ask a stranger.
Yeah.
But you're going to get what you get with a stranger, too.
You are exactly going to get what you get.
So I guess the real question is, are photo pass photographers better than your average random stranger?
Right. That is the question.
Okay.
And I would say yes.
Okay. Maybe. And I'd say maybe.
Okay. All right. So I did pretty good. I got 3 out of 4. I was 4 today, 5 today.
Yeah. 4 out of 4. Wrong. You did fantastic.
Yeah.
Great.
That's good. Got my get my groove back.
Hey, out there, if any of you have any thoughts about the news this week, shoot us an email, easydoesitpodcast@gmail.com. Tell me what you think, and maybe we'll feature it on next week's show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Autumn, when we come back, we're gonna come back with, hey,
Easy Diz It.
We
harmonize that really well.
We're going to read a review that is going to lead into a discussion about Genie Plus and how to stay off your phone while using Genie Plus at Disney World.
I love it. I think this is going to help a lot of you out, so stay tuned.
Hey there, everybody. It's Justin. Every once in a while, I come across a great product or service, and I just feel like I have to share it with you, the Easy Diz It listeners. So today, I'm going to talk about leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. That's right. Leaving a 5-star review for Easy Diz It on iTunes can literally change your life. Is it magic? Yes, I'm just going to say right now, magical things will happen in your life if you leave a 5-star review. Guaranteed. You want Elsa singing Frozen in your basement? That's how you do it. Do you want magic carpets flying around your living room? Leave a 5-star review on Easy Diz It Podcast. I did it. I did it 2 weeks ago. I left a review and my dog talks to me now. He is literally a talking Disney dog. And all I had to do was leave a 5-star review for Easy Diz It on iTunes. So
Can I guarantee that these magical things will happen to you if you leave a 5-star review for Easy Dizzit on iTunes? Yes, yes, I can guarantee it. Do you want Sebastian? And do you want to wake up in the morning to find Sebastian cooking you crab cakes in your kitchen and singing under the sea? I mean, that's a little weird because he's a crab and it's dark. That's a dark thought. But magic things like that will happen. And all you have to do is leave a 5-star review for the Easy Dizzit podcast on iTunes. This is really about you making your life more magical. And I just wanted to give you, you know, a little prompt, a little reminder. This is really going to work out for you. So please check it out. It's called Leaving Easy Dizzit a 5-star review on iTunes. And yeah, get it done today and your life changes tomorrow. All right, take care and enjoy the rest of your show.
Okay, Autumn, you ready for hey, easy Dizzit now?
I'm ready. I've missed this.
So for new listeners to the show, hey, Easy Dizzit is a segment where we read a 1-star review in order to get, you know, the info from it and to provide the info to you so that you have a 5-star experience when you go to Disney World.
Correct.
And typically on these, I go out of my way. I think we both go out of our way. Maybe it's easier for you than it is for me to be supportive and kind to the person that is doing the review because we're not here to roast these people.
Right.
I'm feeling like I might just roast this person. I'm sorry. So I'm feeling a tendency to roast.
I'm curious. I haven't read the review at all. So I'm curious to hear it and see how I will feel about it.
Yeah. I'm curious to get your feedback too, because I'm not 100% sure why I want to roast this person so bad. Edward, but I'm going to do my best here. I'm going to be professional. I'm going to be podcaster. This isn't a snarky podcast. Okay. But the snark might come.
Mm.
Like, I just read it and I just want to do it in a voice. But I'm not going to do it in a voice.
Oh, don't. Yeah, just read it.
It's giving me like Alex Jones vibes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'll just do it in maybe just a frustrated Justin voice, if that's okay.
I don't think our listeners. Go ahead, Justin.
And it's a long one, so we're not even going to do the whole thing. Never again, Disney. Never again. 85-minute wait for a ride in 85-degree heat? No thanks. Let's just stop right there. 85 degrees ain't that bad in Disney.
I was going to say, it's a nice day. I mean, if you get 85 degrees, we're in New England. That's just like that's a fine summer day.
But 85 minutes does stink.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're going to a swamp.
So, I mean, he could have lied. He could have said summer. He could have said 90-minute wait in 90-degree heat. No one would have called him on it. And this, I don't know. Maybe I would have.
Yeah.
Anyway, I paid $130 to get into the park. But because of the 110-minute waits on the rides, I can't actually make it onto them unless I pay another $35 for Genie Plus. Then I buy the Genie Plus only to find out that the most popular rides aren't included in the program. How about sell tickets to less people per day so that the people who are there can actually make it into the rides? ?
Listen, there's plenty of people that would love for Disney to do that, but they're not going to do it.
And I don't necessarily disagree with him up to this point. Okay. And like, I get it. Like, he's had a tough experience.
He's had a tough experience. And it also sounds like he just didn't know. And Disney is a place we talk all the time. How you need to know. And you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. So now you know, if the people listening here, if you go in April or the busiest times of the year, expect to pay $30 to $35 if you want to use Genie Plus. Genie Plus, let's let him explain how Genie Plus works.
The
Genie program.
Yeah.
The Genie program is greatly flawed. It's a scam and we're all buying into it. I want to add a word there. This isn't him, but I'm going to add a word just because this is the vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
It's a scam and we're all buying into it, people. Like, there's a people in there. Yeah. It's an implicit people.
Yeah.
You have to wake up at 7 a.m. on your, quote, vacation to fight for reservation time for one ride. And the popular ride reservations are chosen the quickest. So if you don't know which ones are the most popular and you don't choose them first, you won't be able to choose that one through Genie because it'll be scooped up by everyone else. And I'll just add here, everyone else who listens to the Easy Dizzit podcast. If you're in Hollywood Studios, that's Slinky Dog.
Yeah.
If you're in Animal Kingdom, you could do Navi River or Kilimanjaro Safaris. I wouldn't waste it on Everest, especially if you're willing to do the single rider. If you're in Magic Kingdom, if you want to ride Space Mountain, that's your best pick right now.
Okay.
And if you are in Epcot, you got a choice between Remy's or Frozen. And when it's very busy, if you pick one, you probably won't be able to get a lightning lane for the other. So choose wisely.
Oh, interesting. Good. Very good to know. Thanks, Justin.
So yeah, no problem. I wish this guy listened to our podcast.
I know.
Edward.
Is there any contact for Edward?
I don't know if I want him as a listener. I'm just, I know. Alex Jones vibes
are real. Some of these I feel for, though. I'm like, I wish they left their email, you know.
I expect him to just call, say, sheeple and stuff. Like, he's going to say sheeple at some point and say, wake up, people. He used the words wake up in a different context, but still. Oh. All right, continue. Sorry.
I'm trying to move on from the fact that Justin just doesn't like this. I just don't like
it. And I'm worried now that people are listening, what? Maybe we have some very nice, polite listeners, and they're just like, what happened to that Justin? He was such a nice boy. He was so thoughtful and kind. He's going off on this poor Edward fella. Yep, you only get one choice of reservation time every 2 hours. This is correct, or if you use the ride first. I added that. So you have to take what you can get, and you can get it. Take what you could take what you can get when you can get it.
Okay. Yeah.
As a result, we couldn't plan our day out like we used to with the old FastPass system.
Correct.
Note, this might be changing January 9th. So a lot of the things we're going to talk about, resolutions to Edward's difficulties here, might not be valid after January 2024.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. I don't know about this. I will say, yes, RIP FastPasses. I'm still mourning them.
This was more of a job than a vacation. So here's the part that really is what we're going to focus on with our discussion today. Jeannie had us running back and forth all over the park the whole day like idiots chasing reservations. Mm. That old expression, idiots chasing reservations. Then I had to set myself a timer to remind myself when to book again so I wouldn't miss opportunities. This is more of a job than a vacation. I have to say, it was mentally taxing. Mm. To add insult to injury, the Junie can't even get you into the most popular ride in the park. So yeah, that's true also. That's Flight of Passage in Animal Kingdom. That is a Rise of the Resistance in Hollywood Studios. Yeah. That is Tron Light Cycle Run in Magic Kingdom. That is Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot.
Mm.
So yeah, that's absolutely correct. But this piece here, this is where I'm back. Okay, I'm not mad at Edward anymore because he's real here. Edward...
I just feel like he just expressed emotions. He understand how he was feeling and how it impacted him. And he's not wrong.
So now I'm going to apologize to Edward. Sorry for being snarky, Edward, because it's not fair that you're on vacation and you had to do things that were mentally taxing. You're supposed to be having fun, right? And so I want everyone out there to maybe get a little bit of info here that'll prevent your next Disney vacation from being too mentally taxing.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't want to go on too much here. He did bring up another unfortunate thing that happened here. Before we get into the Genie Plus stuff, he mentioned the DAS pass, and he was really disappointed that someone in his party didn't qualify for the DAS. That's Disability Access Service. It helps you get into the lightning lanes, basically, if you cannot wait in lines. And the person in his party that he felt should have qualified did not qualify, and that was because that person had a mobility concern. And DAS passes or the DAS is not for people with mobility concerns because they will say we have wheelchairs and scooters and we'll, sometimes they'll give you one of those if you go to guest services and complain.
Yeah.
But yeah. So the pass is only available for people who can't wait in line. So there are some people on the autism spectrum that cannot handle being in the same place for very long, or people with, significant ADHD, especially young kids with ADHD, cannot wait in a line, there are people with anxiety that can't tolerate that kind of situation. There's a bunch of different reasons, even some medical reasons.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I was a little surprised at first when you said that physical disabilities don't necessarily grant you that DAS pass.
Yeah, it's not medical disabilities don't count. It's the mobility disabilities. If it's just a mobility disability that can be solved by you sitting in a chair, then it doesn't count.
Right. That makes sense, Justin. So and that's important to think about. A lot of people don't know. I just talked to two coworkers of mine that didn't know and one that would like to go and hasn't gone because their son has autism and, just again, it's So hopefully I was able to give some education around that. And it's hard. It's not, I think the last few people too had shared when they did find out about it, that it was like someone had told them, like it was like somebody in a shoe store, you know, like there's not necessarily ready access to it is what has been voiced to me about the past. But Justin has a lot of information about it. So if you do have any questions, you can reach out to us.
Yeah. easydoesitpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah. I just had a client this weekend actually go through the process. You can book it ahead of time. You can do it online. There was like a video call that they did. She had to wait for an hour, which is actually much better than what it has been recently on the weekends. And they actually let you pre-schedule 2 rides per day for the DAS pass. Yeah. So it's
cool.
I think that'll be really helpful for them. And yeah. So if you have any questions about that, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. And I can point you in the direction of some resources.
That's great. All right. So yeah. Do you want to share some more?
There's so much in here. There's a lot.
Okay.
But let's stop it right here. And just let's focus on this point of that using Genie Plus keeps you on your phone. And that's not fun. That's not keeping you with your family in the moment. This is not ideal.
Yeah. And it's taxing, which I think is a very fair word that I know others have used.
So this is, I think, maybe I'll hand it over to you for a little bit. I think before we say, okay, here's the strategies to avoid it, let's talk a little bit more why we want to avoid being on our phone all the time anyway. Like, what's the motivation for keeping us off of our phone? Why do I care?
Yeah, and I'm just going to answer this personally as a human, because we're humans.
Start there.
You know, if I am on vacation with people and either I have to be on my phone or someone else in my party has to be on their phone, they are not our interactions, the funny, joyful moments, even some of the tough moments that can happen on vacation are all really integral to like how we feel and the memories that we make. And so if any one person, again, myself or anybody else that I'm with, is distracted, not able to be present for those moments, it can really take away that whole feeling that we all want to walk away from vacation with, which is like, wow, oh my goodness, what a great time. I can't wait to do that again. There were so many priceless moments. And if you're on a screen, you're not able to contribute to those moments, and other people aren't really able to contribute to moments for you. So,
yeah, that makes sense. So I think you're talking about, what I'm hearing you say is you're talking about like sharing moments together. Something interesting happens, everyone's paying attention at the same time. Boom, it's a memory we all share. We're going to discuss that later together. That's money. That's right. Awesome. That's what you want.
Yes.
And that's what Disney's good for. It's like, oh, shoot, did you just see Cinderella do a backflip on the carousel? And if you missed that. It probably never happened, but
I'm sure they have a
backflipping Cinderella.
Absolutely.
All right.
All the talent Disney gets through there, I'm sure that's been done. You miss out. Again, the point of vacation that Justin said too, like, is rest. So when you think about doing anything or you're doing something on vacation and like taxing or restless or frustrated comes to mind.
Yeah.
That means you're engaging in things and behaviors, or you're in an environment that isn't contributing to any kind of calm relaxation.
And that's a Disney trip already is not a relaxing vacation, right?
Correct.
So if before Genie Plus existed, it was already kind of tricky. Like, you have to make a decision. Maybe, and we talk about a lot, the best way to reduce those decisions in the moment is to have a plan. So, okay, maybe you have a plan, but you still need to keep people on the plan, or you need to be willing to be flexible with the plan. There's still a lot of decisions and thought to be made. I think the Genie Plus system is another layer on top of all of that. Yeah, so I get that too. Yeah, definitely taxing. I agree with that. You know what I like in a theme park? Theming. And then the older I get, I'm like, I'm just going to look at these walls for a minute. You know, like, I'm really into that stuff.
Yes.
And I'm going to miss that if I'm on my phone 100%.
And Disney is a place that there's so much. And I told Justin from that when I first went, not that long ago, that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to come back again or to do more trips, just so I can like move slowly and like intentionally not try to be in a rush to get to everything. You know, the more you go, you get to do more things because there's so much in the details. There's so much in the theming, there's so much in the people that you get to talk to, the cast members, just in the other guests that are there. And that's all really important. And some of my best memories of Disney were my interactions with the theming or my interactions with the people that were there. And so if I was on my phone, I would miss
it. You would have missed it. You would have missed a lot.
And I would definitely wouldn't have felt as rested. You would feel stressed. Your cortisol levels will rise when you're doing something frustrating, you know, so.
And then I think I have one last one. I have one last, I think, big one. I want to talk about a gorilla.
Oh.
A gorilla that we all know and love. A gorilla that is sadly no longer with us.
Aww.
A gorilla named Harambe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, this happened at a zoo. And if you don't know what happened to Harambe, was a very small child climbed into a gorilla enclosure.
Mm.
The gorilla, he grabbed the child. Maybe he meant malice to the child, but it's not entirely apparent that he did. I think the gorilla was maybe, it kind of looked like he was protecting the kid. Either way, but because of the safety of the kid, Harambe lost his life.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because the kid was able to get in there. Now, I'm not saying, and there's no Genie Plus at the zoo. I'm not trying to blame the death of a gorilla on Genie Plus or the Disney World Corporation. But I'm making a link, right?
Okay.
Phones are very distracting. And I don't even know that, you know, this child's mom was on her phone, you know. But that is a very possible situation, right? So if you're on your phone, when your eyes are on your phone, they're less on your kids.
Yeah.
And Disney's a pretty easy place to lose your kid.
Yep.
Luckily, there's no gorillas except in Animal Kingdom. And I hate to say this, but I find it very unlikely your child finds his way into that gorilla enclosure.
It's not happening in Disney.
Yeah. And no. Very well designed.
Yeah.
But who knows? You know what I mean? Maybe you're at the barbecue and, you know, all the birds at the barbecue in Animal Kingdom, they take off with your kid. I don't know. Storks fly away with your child.
Well, if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be a small child because they're on a different level.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know. So maybe that's another motivation here. Just keeping track of your party members.
Yeah. Well, that's a real thing. And kids get lost in Disney. And for the most part, they get connected because people find them. But I think you're right. Safety's big.
So I think with that statement, this podcast has now risen to the level of saving your child's life as well as saving the life of primates. That's where we are.
Yeah.
That's where
we care. We do. We care about primates a lot. Maybe more than people. No. No, we care. We care about them both. But I think one of the words we've been talking with our almost 4-year-old about too is I've been like using the word distracted. I have this cool card. It's a game and it has pictures of different things to get children to recognize different emotions and there's different situations on them. And one of them is a girl and her parents and there's dinner and you see like the food kind of like drying out because they're all distracted and they're all on their phones. And so, when we're distracted, we have one thing that's taking up our attention. And I think the thing that might be important for you to think about mentally is when you're going on vacation, where is it that you want to be? Because you can physically be somewhere else, but that doesn't mean that your brain is in that place.
Yeah, I'm with you. And we've said it before, you're paying way too much at Disney to be...
Way too much. Don't be on that phone.
Be on your phone or in your head.
You did not need to go to spend all the money at Disney World to be on your phone.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's get into it now. So we got two strategies for you.
Yes.
The first strategy is called the use-make strategy. And this is actually from WDW Magazine. I'll link that in the show notes. What a great publication, WDW Magazine.
I've never checked it out.
Yeah, it's not associated with Disney, but great content, great pictures, great writing. Excellent stuff. So this is the use make strategy, and it's a pretty basic strategy. So basically, you make your first lightning lane at 7 a.m. on the day of your visit. So this is, you know, what we recommend to everyone. You want to take advantage of it. Make sure you're booking right away at 7 a.m. After you scan into your first lightning lane, you can then book your next one. That's how this is going to work. So this strategy isn't really thinking about the 2-hour strategy like our friend in the comments before.
Right.
And that can be a more optimal strategy. This use make is a less optimal strategy, but it's designed to make you less on your phone.
Mm.
So basically, we're going to look for rides that we can do relatively soon. I still recommend going for the big ones if you can. You know, try and get your Space Mountain, try and get your Peter Pan. And we're talking about Magic Kingdom as examples here. And then once you use it, that's when you're going to go ahead and book another one. So that's the whole use make thing. Use it, make another reservation. Use it.
And then you're done.
Make another reservation. You're done. Put your phone away until the next, till it's time to go back again. And what's tricky here is that they did allow, there's a new option where you can modify your reservations. And sometimes this can save you a lot of time, but be careful. So you can modify your Lightning Lane. So let's, for example, I got up at 7 a.m. and I got a 9 o'clock for Peter Pan, okay. Right? We get to the park at 8:30, and for some reason, it would never happen like this, I see an 8:50 for Peter Pan.
Okay.
I could take it. That would be a modification.
Okay.
So the question is here, when do you look for modifications?
Right, because they're just going to come, they're going to come up at any point in
time.
They're
going to come up at any time. And in behavioral business, we call that a variable ratio schedule. Hey, you know what runs on a variable ratio schedule? Slot machines.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a casino?
Yes.
They're pulling those slots.
Yes.
And continuously.
Yeah.
And that's what variable ratio schedules make you do. They make you keep checking. So if you know that at any moment there could randomly be dropped the perfect time to save you an hour in line, you will be checking consistently and constantly. That's what we're trying to avoid.
Right.
So what you have to do is set up rules when you're going to check.
Mm.
Now, when do you think would be good, Autumn? When would you want to say, if you're going to set a rule, I'm only going to check when?
I would say we're big on having built-in breaks. Mm-hmm. So if you talk with us, we'll tell you to make built-in breaks. And then I would say use those built-in breaks, snack time, lunch time, any kind of food time.
Not bad.
You know, again, not that you don't need to be on it the whole time. But I think that's a time where, like, you know, people are eating and having different conversation. And, like, you can take a couple minutes to check your phone.
Yeah.
And you're not necessarily missing out on, like, all the magical Disney things.
Sure. A break.
You go to the bathroom, I suppose.
Yeah, that was going to be mine.
Yeah.
You should have some kind of disinfectant wipe, wash your hands.
Yes.
But I think a bathroom break is fair. Absolutely a fair, good time to do it. You're by yourself. You're not going to disappoint anybody by not paying attention to their story when you're in the bathroom.
Mm.
I think in one of the places that the article talks about is in line, when you're actually in a standby line.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You're in line, time to check. Now, if it's a 60-minute line, please do not check for the whole 60 minutes. I think you got to set a rule for yourself. You got to check maybe first when you get in line, and then maybe before you get on the ride.
Right. It may bring up something,
yeah.
And I don't know if you're going to bring this up, but, like, you could choose to not check, right? Couldn't you just choose to go with the original
You could choose to not
check with the original time.
And that would be your straight use make strategy. You have to tell yourself, you know what? I'm just going to make them, and then I'm going to use them.
Yeah. Got it.
If it's a very busy time of year, or you really just want to experience a lot of attractions, I think some modifications are good.
Yeah.
You know, it's some doing a little bit of modifying these times is good. You just have to set yourself a limit, because realize you're putting yourself in the situation where Disney just put a slot machine in your hand.
Yeah, and literally.
The jackpot prize is saving 60 minutes. But if you keep pulling that slot machine lever, you're going to miss your entire vacation. You didn't pay all that money to play Disney's new slot machine.
Mm.
You paid that money to experience something with your family. So set limits on yourself. Just like if you were gambling and you're going to Vegas, you're going to say, I'm going to spend, you know, $20 on Friday and $20 on Saturday, and then I'm going to mortgage the house on Sunday for the craps table. You have to set limits.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So that's good. So with the use make, you kind of have two versions of that. So within that one strategy, you have two options.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good. I think that's something to think about. And if there's, it's good too, if you're going with, you know, multiple people, which I know most people are, to kind of chat with them about it.
Yeah.
You know, and see what their input might be.
Yeah.
You know, or they might have ideas, or they might want to, like, take turns being in charge of that.
Or I might even ask you, Autumn, like, we know I'm a bit of a checker for sure. I like to see, ooh, can I get it? And so if we know that I'm the person in the party that likes to do that, maybe I say to Autumn, hey, if you see me on my phone, I'm not going to be mad at you if you tell me to put it away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's another strategy.
Yep. All right. So now the second strategy,
number two,
is going to be a bit more efficient. You're going to get better time. But guess what? It costs money. So there is a new app, and it's called Standby Skipper. This will be in the title of the podcast, so really? No one's surprised.
Standby Skipper, okay.
Standby Skipper, Autumn. And what a fun name, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
What a fun name. So what Standby Skipper does, it's a second app, right? And in this app, you basically plug in the rides that you want to ride and when in the day you want to ride them.
Okay.
And Standby Skipper books the Genie Plus Lightning Lanes for you automatically and then tells
you. This is what, how? How can they interface with Genie Plus? Like, who are these people and how did they create this?
You want the tech behind it? Oh, so you can go on their website and learn about the people. It is like, it's like a married couple. And it's not like they're not app developers, but they developed an app. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, oh, yeah. I would have thought they were serious.
But I'll tell you how it works. Basically, there is a friend. If you use My Disney Experience, you know you have an account, and then everyone in your party is on there, right? So you can book these lightning lanes with everyone in your party. What Standby Skipper does is you become friends with Standby Skipper. Standby Skipper is, you know, hooked up to a computer that's checking for you. Lightning lanes become available. And when it becomes available and it fits with one of your selections, since it's in your party, it can book the Genie Plus for your party.
That is genius. And I'm jealous that we didn't develop this. I feel like we could have developed this.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. This is
okay.
It's pretty nifty. It's pretty nifty. So basically, what else do I have here?
Standby Skipper. Now tell us about the cost and when you might
want to
get
right into the cost. You want to go right into the cost.
It's important. A lot of people want to.
All right. So here's the thing. Guess what? There's a free version. There's a free version of Standby Skipper.
Oh.
Do you want to know what rides it'll check for you? Here's what it'll do for you.
Yeah.
Mickey's PhilharMagic, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, Journey into Imagination, Turtle Talk, Frozen Sing Along, and Muppet Vision 3D. Oh, and It's Tough to Be a Bug. Oh, and Animation Experience too.
Okay.
So if you were to make a list of all the things you don't need a Genie Plus reservation for, that would be the list right there. That is like the perfect list for it. But it's cool because it lets you get a feel for like how it works at least, right?
Yeah.
And they give that to you for free.
And it just plugs in. You don't have to do it. That's nice.
Yep. You plug in and say, oh, I want to see Muppet. You give it a choice.
Muppet Vision is legit.
You can either pick anytime, morning, afternoon, evening, or as soon as possible. That's where you tell it. And it just figures it out for you. So say I wanted to say, okay, I want to watch, you know, Muppet Vision in the evening and I want Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor in the afternoon. And then when those become available, it books it and tells me that it booked it.
That's awesome.
And you can get that for free. You can get that for free. Now, if you want to use, you know, all the Genie Plus rides, like the ones you actually need, that for one day it costs $25 for the whole party. It's not per person. So that's kind of pricey for one day. You figure busy time of year, you're already paying $30 a person in your party. Less busy, maybe $18, $20.
Okay.
It's a bit of an expense there, but they have a deal where you can get it for 7 days for only $45. And I think when you add $45 to the whole trip cost, I think that becomes worth it.
To not have to do any of that, that allows you to really just like kind of show up and just be like, okay, where am I going?
Yes and no. Right? Unfortunately, there are some limitations to Standby Skipper. So let me tell you about this.
Oh, okay.
So you have to still purchase Genie Plus. You have to do it. It won't purchase it for you. You have to purchase Genie Plus each day. You can start purchasing it at midnight, but you have to have it, you know, if you want to take advantage of that 7 o'clock booking, you have to have it ready at least by 7 o'clock.
Okay.
It does not book individual lightning lanes. So your Tron Light Cycle Run, Guardians of the Galaxy, those ones you have to pay separate for, it doesn't book those.
Right. Because you know, it doesn't go through Genie Plus.
Exactly. It's a different thing.
Got it.
It also does not do virtual queues.
Oh.
Yeah. So virtual queues, for those who may not know, for the new rides like Tron, you can get, it's basically standby, but on your phone.
Mm.
So yeah, you get in a virtual queue. It tells you what time to come back later in the day, and then you stand in line. It doesn't do virtual queues.
Okay. Got it.
But it still stands to save you a good chunk of time. I have had a client recently use this, and they reported that they were on their phones less. So,
oh, good.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely a strong tool. And like, again, for the few lightning lane rides, you think about ahead of time, okay, am I going to even pay extra for these to go on them? Or am I just going to do a standby for it? You know.
So when I visit in November, I think I'm going to try. It is going to be $25, but I want to experiment with this.
Yes, I think you should do it.
And even though it might be obsolete in January, you know, with the changes they make, I don't know if Standby Skipper will be, we don't know what the changes that are coming in January are yet.
What do we know? So, we just know it's Genie Plus changes? Is that?
Yeah, there's likely going to be some Genie Plus changes, including being able to, the way they put it, I think, is plan for your vacation in advance. Yeah, so it sounds
when
like Fast Passes
news?
Are coming back. It was really, I should have put that in highly suspect headlines.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. Yeah.
That.
Oh, wow.
It's not that recent, that particular piece of news. Isn't that
I
recent.
Didn't that's know really, that. Yeah. So there's going to be some
January
larger
9th.
Changes. Yep. January 9th.
Oh, here's another highly suspect headline coming January 9th. They're park hopping. This isn't highly suspect. This is true. I'm going to tell the truth now. Park hopping is going to be unlimited. It's not the 2 o'clock rule is going away January 9th.
Yeah, it was silly. I still didn't understand that. Okay.
So here's something that's interesting about this, because you think like, okay, Standby Skipper has an account on Disney servers. Disney is well aware of what Standby Skipper is doing. Why is Disney not shutting this down? For like, because it's unfair, because they're profiting basically from their system, you know?
Because people are buying Genie Plus.
Because, well, yeah, it's going to make Genie Plus more purchasable.
It's not making them money. It's continuing to make them money. It's
continuing to make the money. And I was, you know, reading through the FAQs, and it sounds like Standby Skipper is trying to be responsible with this. So what they say, they basically say on the website, Standby Skipper is not going to do better than a person constantly checking. Because they put limits on when it's getting checked.
Got it.
Because they don't want to overload the systems. And basically, they're trying to stay out of making Disney upset, you know, and ruining the experience for people who don't have Standby Skipper. So they don't talk about what intervals they use, but it's not a constant checking thing.
It's not
a constant checking thing. So this, once again, it's not going to be as ideal. You're not maximizing it would if you were to just be dedicated and staying on your phone the entire time and not experiencing Disney World and only working on Genie Plus. It's not going to be that good. But I think the trade-off, just from what I've heard, it's pretty good. And you don't have to be on your phone. It just tells you when it's ready.
Right. No, I think that's fair. And again, like you said, so it might not technically be as efficient, but what is being that efficient really mean?
Yeah.
And is that the goal? Should it be your goal? I don't know. You'll have to answer that for yourself.
You do. And maybe it is. I told you, I mentioned it in the other episode when we were talking about how we were going to do this. There's a lot of memes right there on TikTok and reels about the hero of the party making all the Genie Plus reservations and the dum-dums in the party just wondering why they're getting on all these rides very quickly. And if you want to be the hero and everyone else is a dum-dum, then maybe that is the way you want to do it.
But does everybody else have to be a dum-dum?
I think so. Well, in these memes, yes.
Yeah.
And it's usually the dad. It's usually the dad just like, dope, 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 dope.
Yeah.
Wow, no lines.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
What is nice. I mean, because I got to be honest, like I appreciate Disney for what it is, but like I would never go and be able to like mentally stay on top of all that switching unless Justin did it and he seems to enjoy doing it. I wouldn't do it. I probably wouldn't go.
I do enjoy doing it, but I also recognize that is maybe not what I want to be doing or what not the best thing for everybody and my memories. Like I do remember checking in Finding Nemo, the show.
Yeah.
And I was bored with the show, but maybe I wouldn't have been bored with the show if I wasn't checking, you know? I don't know.
All right, what came first?
Yeah. All right. So we got a little bit more of this. So let's go. Let's just do it. Let's go back to Edward here. Should we go
back to Edward?
There's one more thing I want to address.
Okay.
Did I mention that I bought 12 ounces of Coke for my daughter? Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Did I mention that I bought a 12-ounce Coke for my daughter?
That makes more sense.
In Magic Kingdom, that cost $4.25 and was told that they don't provide lids. What? See, this is something I didn't know about. So there's no lids right now, or last year anyway.
Yeah.
I know those paper straws are just driving some people crazy. Like they can't live life with a paper straw.
You can't live life.
Well, I don't love them.
I love them, but just doesn't.
I guess we're saving the environment? Question mark. How about saving the expensive soda from spilling?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Really? Are you okay, Matt? Like, on one hand, we have the environment.
You did.
On the other hand, we have syrup and soda.
You just spent $4.24 too much on that soda.
Needless to say, we will not be back. But that's really, so everything else that happened, what really tipped the thing here was that Disney was so concerned about the environment that he spilt some of his 425 soda on the ground. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what makes me not like Edward. I don't know.
Do you think that's what, I didn't think that's what he's saying. I wasn't reading that like he, that was the biggest thing. It was just like another thing.
But I think there's a lot going on here. He did talk about like a pretty strong emotional reaction he had when he left. And I'm not going to read that because that makes me feel like a jerk for being snarky. But it ends with the magic is gone, as so many of these do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I? And I'm going to say one more thing. So this was pulled from Yelp, not TripAdvisor.
Okay.
And on Yelp, you can rate things as like helpful, cool. Four people rated this as cool.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What was cool about this?
I don't know.
It's like, wow, Edward's a hip guy. He knows about the soda to environment.
I guess I'm going
to
assume they're taking cool as like helpful.
It's like a little emoji with sunglasses. I don't know. Helpful is a separate rating.
Oh.
So someone just like, there's four people out there that are like,
just think, Edward's maybe a cool they guy. Just liked his
tone.
His tone. Yeah. The words he used.
Yeah. Wake up, sheeple.
Edward got real deep on his review.
So, all right. So that's it. That's our hey, easy does it. You got two options if you want to, that we have right now to spend less time on your phone. You got the use and make strategy from WDW Magazine, mm-hmm. where if you're going to do modifications, you're going to set aside times to do modifications. You know, maybe just in line, maybe just when you're in the restroom, sanitize your phone, maybe just when you're on a break and just at the beginning of the break or the end of the break, not the whole break. And the other strategy is use Standby Skipper. Check them out. I'll link them in the show notes as well. I'm going to give it a shot in November and I'll report back more. But I think it's just from the feedback that I've gotten from my clients, it is well worth a shot. Standby Skipper.
Yeah. And again, I'm going to put out a third option.
Ooh, here. A third option.
And that is, again, Genie Plus is helpful. But like Justin mentioned, it doesn't work. You can't use it on all the rides. Mm-hmm. And so in particular, if you know that you really are excited about those lightning lane rides that Genie Plus doesn't work for,
yeah,
don't get Genie Plus.
Just buy the lightning lanes.
Just buy the lightning lanes and you can do standby too if you want. Yeah. I mean, so that is it. That is some of the options. Or you don't necessarily have to do Genie Plus every day, right? You could do a day where you just focus on the lightning lane. Some days where you're like, I'll just do standby. Yeah. The wait times don't seem so long for some of the rides.
You don't need Genie Plus at Animal Kingdom right now, really.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Under most cases, you really don't. Unless you're really trying to get in and out of there.
What parks would you say on average would you suggest Genie
Magic
Plus
Kingdom for? Is your best value because there's so many options. I think there's 26.
Okay.
And then Hollywood Studios stands to save you the most time because there's Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Slinky Dog all can have pretty long waits.
Okay.
But, you know, it's tough. The system's tough. When it gets very, very busy, more people use it. So it's, you know, it gets more expensive, but it also gets less helpful because those lightning lanes book out quicker. And that's where you get in the situation where you have to choose between Frozen or Remy's and Epcot, or you have to choose between, you know, Rock and Roller Coaster or Tower Terror for your second choice at Hollywood Studios.
So that's interesting. So with Genie Plus, the busier the day is, right, the more populated, it is less effective at necessarily at getting you more rides.
There are multiple variables, right? I can't just say that. But if you check out touring plans, and I'll link some of these in the show notes, they do have data from last year showing answering that question exactly. At what park level is it best to use Disney? Like what crowd level is it best to use Genie Plus? And it also breaks it down with time of day as well. So there's different interactions between this and that, and it's not a clear cut answer, but they do have answers there.
Okay. Oh, that would be interesting to look at.
Yeah, I'll link those in the show notes.
That's interesting to look at. So, yeah, so we hope that you have some thoughts and things to think about in terms of being less on your phone, because we get it. A lot of people have done a lot of planning and put a lot of money and are very excited to go to Disney. And so, yeah, we want you to be able to be present and focused on what's happening around you.
Yes.
More than your phone.
Unless you're Edward. I don't really... Edward?
Oh, stop.
Listen.
Edward probably was really excited, spent a lot of money, and didn't know and was disappointed. And yeah. I got to say, yeah, I mean, if you don't know these things, you're probably more often than not, I think, going to be disappointed if you go to Disney and you're not informed about these rules.
All right.
And programs.
All right, sheeple. Well, thanks for listening in this week.
Hey, don't cut me off.
No, I just want to.
Don't cut me off, Edward. Edward. So, yeah. So tell us what you think. Tell us, like, if you have gone and not used Genie Plus, or if you've gone and maybe you've developed, like, your own strategy. We would love to hear that, because I know that there are a lot of people going that are, like, figuring out their own way, you know, to do this. So let us know.
Yeah. And if you're going soon and you want more info on all that, I shot out a lot of information before about, you know, best picks and for each of the parks. Yeah. If you just want to chat about that, I'd be happy to help you with that.
Yeah.
EasyDisitPodcast@gmail.com.
We're there.
All right. Until next time.
Easy does it.
Folks, you got to experience the magic of Justin's travel planning. He's got the inside scoop on Disney parks, Universal Escapes, and those mouse cruises. Justin unlocks deals and dreams. He's a vacation wizard, finding ways to maximize every magical moment and minimize your spending. So trust in Justin for planning your next fantasy getaway. The magic's real, people.